Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Bob Savarin. Batting third. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Milt Pappas. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Woody Held. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Luplow. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle strikes out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Francona for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gentile moves to second. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Held fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Pappas covering, for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Held juggles the ball. That's an error on Held. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas bunts towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to second. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Luplau. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Brown scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Orioles. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0 for 1 in the game. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Held fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gentile hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gentile moves to second. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to third for the out. Powell moves to second. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Powell scores. Brandt moves to second. It's 2-0, Orioles. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0 for 0 in the game. Pappas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kirkland hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Held juggles the ball. That's an error on Held. Aparicio moves to second. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0 for 2 in the game. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to third. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Aparicio scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Orioles. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. 2 outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Powell is walked intentionally. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 2 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Held fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 1 in the game. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tasby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Snyder moves to third. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0 for 1 in the game. Pappas bunts towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Kindle covering, for the out. Brown moves to second. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio is walked intentionally. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0 for 3 in the game. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike DeLajas pinch hits for Gary Bell. Mike DeLajas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delahas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Delahas for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam McDowell now pitching. Mike Delahas now playing third base. Woody Held now playing second base. Jerry Kindle now playing shortstop. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Gentile hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Gaines pinch runs for Jim Gentile. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Gaines moves to second. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 3 in the game. Brandt hits a pop-up towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gaines scores. Powell moves to third. It's 4-0, Orioles. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona fields the ball and throws to McDowell covering. Safe. Powell scores. Snyder moves to second. It's 5-0, Orioles. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0 for 1 in the game. Pappas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gaines now playing left field. Boog Powell now playing first base. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kirkland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-2, Orioles. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 2 in the game. Luplow hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0 for 4 in the game. Savarin takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Walker now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Savarin. The throw from Askew and he is safe. Savarin steals second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Savarin scores. It's 6-2, Orioles. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines hits a ball on the ground towards second. Held scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Tasbye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbye is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tasbye hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike De La Haz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Haz is 0 for 1 in the game. De La Haz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Green pinch hits for Jerry Walker. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 3 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Nischwitz now pitching. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 4 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Snyder. The throw from Askew and he is out, held applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Kirkland strikes out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Francona. The throw from Brown and he is safe. Francona steals second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 3 in the game. Held strikes out. Two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 3 in the game. Luplow hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.